When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
Listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science-based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Hey.
Yeah.
I know we're just starting the show.
What was that?
Well, just I'm looking across the street, yeah. And usually we all park across the street.
Yeah.
And I'm looking, and I don't see your car. I see your big ass truck, your lifted, jacked up big ass truck, which would probably be great to drive. But where is your?
It's not. Well, here's what happened. So you know, I got the. This is interesting, actually. You know, I got the Tesla when I came home from India several years ago and I got rid of all my, like, a-hole cars, right?
Yes.
So Heidi then got rid of her a-hole car and she got a Tesla Model X. I got a Tesla Model S. And we have, you know, the farm. We have a farm truck. And my assistant, Cody, usually drives that truck and he's, like, all boy. And I thought he'd get a kick out of it. So I bought this, like, monster truck, this gigantic Silverado.
It's a big truck.
Huge truck, right? So all blacked out and everything. And I was like, all right, cool. So I've had 2 Teslas in a row. And as much as I like the car and will probably get in another one, I've had the car for about 4 years now. 2 cars, but for 4 years, right? A little bit. So I'm like, I'm just sick of it, kind of. And I, and then I keep looking, but there's nothing. The only cars I like are like a-hole cars that I swore I would never drive again.
Well, so, you like fast cars.
I do need a fast car. So I was like, okay, you know, like I like a Bentley, but I'm like, I'm not doing that again. You don't need a car that's that expensive. Like, well, people, you just don't know, you know, and like I like a Vanquish and I'm like, you don't need that. So I was like, all right, maybe that BMW i8 because it's like an electric car.
Mm-hmm,
so
they're cute. I love them.
Well, so the guy came to buy my Tesla, right? And he's like, can I just ask you, you know, because he buys all my cars. He's like, What are you getting into? And I was like, oh, I think I'm going to get into this i8. And I was expecting the car that day, right? So he's like, oh, that car's a piece of shit. And I was like, wait a minute, what? And he's like, oh, you can't resell them. They have no value, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what is the deal they gave you? And I told him the deal. He's like, that's a horrible deal. That's, you know, and he had no reason to lie to me. He's like, you shouldn't do it. Don't buy that car. I'm telling you, and definitely not for that deal. So I was like, hey, you know, and then he found the car for me like $500 cheaper or whatever, but he had talked me out of the car at that point. So I was like, $500 a month, because I lease it because you write it off, right? So I was like, all right, well, okay. So I started driving the truck because I didn't have a car. And the kids love, right? They love it. They think it's ridiculous. But then I like, everybody's like, oh, what kind of car are you going to get? I'm like, I don't know. I don't really want another car.
You're happy driving that.
I don't. You know what it is? I'm going to be dead honest with you. Like, okay. I've been trying to get rid of the beach house. It's been on the market for a year and a half. We can't get rid of it. And I'm not going to drop it lower. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm already losing a ton of money on it. I'm not doing it. So either you buy it at this price or you don't buy it, right? And so I was like, let's just use it. You know, let's figure it out. We have a guy at the farm that's a good dude. I'm like, let's just use it. So we can trust him to take care of the animals. And it just, and so now we're dealing with two houses. And I mean, like, every day, right? Every day I'm like, hey, Cody, the garbage disposal's out. Hey, Cody, there's a leak behind the wall. Hey, Cody, the electricity in the stairs is going out. Hey, Cody, half the outlets in the house are going out. Hey, Cody, every day. And then the farm, it's like the gator's overheating. The tractor needs fuel. The, you know, it's just constant drama. And I like 30. I always tell people, I'm like, 30 is on top of the world. 40 is Atlas with it on your shoulders. And that's what it feels like. It's like kids and parents and businesses and crap that you've collected. And I just want it all gone off. Not my family, but you know what I'm saying? Like, no more stuff. No, I'm dumping motorcycles and jewelry. Like, dude, literally, I I'm getting rid of my last motorcycle.
But it's interesting because you've always been a cleanser, like in which I admire about you is you're always able to, like, you're always cleaning out closets. You're always giving stuff away. Like, you're always just take it. You can have it.
I don't know how I end up with all of it.
But it's interesting that you're kind of getting into your big ticket items now. Like, now it's like you. It's
I
like,
want
is, are you changing?
One house. You know, two. I actually do think we will need three cars, because when there's a problem, it's nice to have a third car. For friends in town, you need a third car. If you have the luxury of a third car, it is nice to have a third car.
This is Los Angeles.
Everybody, you know,
a car in Los Angeles.
So it's like the truck had an issue with the steering, and I was like, oh god, it's got to go in. But I didn't have a third car. It's just a. So I do think we might need a third car, but I'm like, I just don't want another car. I don't want it. I don't want. More insurance and more. It's just so much. It wastes so much time. So much time dealing with nonsense and neighbors and shit that breaks. And stuff is not better. Like, but, it's just not. Less stuff is better. Like, as long as you have, like, a beautiful or a home where you feel comfortable to lay your head, right? A car that gets you from A to B safely and comfortably. What?
But that's what I mean. Do you find,
what do you need
when you're driving down the road? And I mean, I know there's many more Teslas now. They're becoming, because they're
everywhere.
They're everywhere. But when you first got your Tesla, you were like more of a unique grouping of people. You had one of the first Teslas. Like, don't you find that you can go through life in that truck, because there's a lot of Silverados out there?
Yeah,
more autonomous.
That's all I do nowadays. That's all I'm looking to do. I literally hide. I shrink into the background. I wear like sweats and a t-shirt, jeans and a t-shirt, a hat and sunglasses. I want zero attention. Zero. None.
And maybe that's more what that truck is representing to you, is because you're not...
I hate it.
It's just a big ass truck. Like,
you know, I just think the people that want attention have no idea. God help them if they actually get it.
And those kind of cars would draw that attention to
you. It's the worst. I mean, it's the kind of thing where it's like people try to get in accidents with you because they know you've got a good insurance policy. I mean, it just, people, I want zero attention. I don't need somebody following me down the street for my watch thinking I deserve it because I'm a person with money. I don't need to be robbed because they followed me home in my fancy car. I don't need it. I don't want it. And that's, you know, the grass, I think, is greener. And until you've experienced both realities, like, I see people all the time. Like, I was at lunch with a friend at this restaurant in Malibu that's like, I live in Malibu. That's where I live, right? Yeah. But a lot of people come to Malibu that aren't from Malibu. So there's this one spot that's kind of like super trendy right now. I'm there in like the same jeans and the same plain white t-shirt and like a hat and sunglasses, sitting with a friend in the corner. And women come in there, oh my God. I mean, like, with their ass hanging out of their shorts and like top, you know, boobs, cleavage for day, like makeup for days and hair and heels. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, how long did it take you? And
to
like
come for, to get ready for lunch.
To get ready for, and like there you are on like a Friday afternoon or the Saturday afternoon. And it's like, and are you getting what you want out of this? Because do you know what you're even getting? Like, what do you attract? I don't know. I want like none of it. Because you can't enjoy your life. You just get so caught up. You attract all kinds of things.
And a lot of the wrong things.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
A lot of the wrong things, man. And I just don't want any of it anymore.
But I think, and so that's what's in, I think if you got to the real
jealous and the haters and the, ugh.
But the
criminals,
the
and the thieves. I mean, the people are like, at the end of the day, like, sorry. What I was going to say is like, listen to this, right? We'll segue for a second. I hope this isn't too long. So I told Nicole, like, I have jewelry, Janice. Like, I have things that I bought years ago when I first started making money, and I like wore crazy watches and I don't know what I was thinking. I really don't. Like, I'm embarrassed to tell you about the kind of things that I would buy, right? And I have safes full of it. And at first I thought like, oh, well, I'll give it to my kids. And then I looked at some of it and I was like, okay, they don't need this. This is a gold Cartier nail bracelet encrusted with puke. Like, I haven't literally worn it maybe once. And I have, like, Aurora Lopez, like, solid gold rings that, I mean, like, crazy, ridiculous crap that I bought when I first started it, you know, and I was like, I have money, you know, and because I didn't have, you know, it just, I have it all in the safe. And I said to Nicole, I'm like, get rid of all of it. Get rid of it. I'm like, for whatever you get rid of, I'll give you $500 each piece. Get rid of it. I don't want any of it anymore. None of it. I wear nothing. Zero.
No, and I was, you don't. I haven't seen you wear jewelry.
I kept like a few pieces for
fancy.
For my kids. Like a cute few family pieces.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I like vintage stuff. I really love like old cool World War II, like, you know, crosses and weird interesting things and old vintage, you know, stuff like that. But I don't, diamonds, gold, puke. Yuck. Can't watch pieces that would feed a small nation in the third world. I hate myself for the time. And it's like, all right, I know what I was doing. I know that I was compensating. I don't want it anymore.
But it was all some new. Like, you're a human being. When all of a sudden you're going from famine to feast, and you're all of a sudden making all this money on television, you're a human being. Of course you're going to buy into that magic.
I guess. But it's like, I realize that you're compensating. You know, I mean, I think you are putting on airs of like, look at me, look at me, look at me, I've arrived. And then, you know, you see pictures of like Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates, and they don't, Warren Buffett, he drives a pickup truck. I mean, it's like, okay, you know, those are people that laugh in the face of, you know, malaria. Bill Gates is trying to cure malaria. So he's got that much money. So I don't know. But I will say this, you know, for those people who think like, oh God, you're so cynical, I mean, I've seen a lot of the you know, when you attract a lot of attention, the world is filled with bad people. It's filled with great people too, but it's filled with bad people. And when you're attracting a lot of attention, the ones that are like heat-seeking missiles, you know, they're not the good guys.
So to wrap it all up, I think the fact that you're driving that truck means more than the fact that you don't want to have the fancy car. You want to downsize.
I want as much anonymity as I can have now.
Wow.
I just find it attracts the wrong kinds of people, man. And look at social media. Like, the kind of people that were not, luckily, like, we've been really good at, like, filtering out keywords and getting rid of haters. But it's like, and you know, encouraging people to have nice conversations on there by engaging with good audience members or fans or what have you. But it's generally, like, the kind of people that comment on message boards and this and that and blogs and blah, blah, blah are 99.9% critical. It's like, oh, you suck and you're this and that's stupid and you look bad and she looks dumb and you're an a-hole. And it's like, people either, I don't remember the last time, and I've been trying to do it more, I went on a thing and said, like, I love this.
Yeah.
Because I'm busy. I don't have time for that. I also don't go on and say I hate it either. But it's like,
hey, I'm telling you, I think it's going to, hey, if Ed Sheeran is quitting, you know what I mean?
Social media is,
you know what I mean?
It's so hard.
There's going to be there's something.
I agree with you.
Something's got to go.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian, netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh my God!
It sounds on to me.
Are you recording?
We're recording.
Jeez,
this is F, right?
Oh my
F.
God! This is an eternity. This is what normally I like to let Janice mean Janice, but you know what's been happening is today we've gotten nothing done. Where were you now?
I ate Mongolian barbecue yesterday. My stomach hurts.
My God, he literally has crapped 3 times, captured a cockroach, the microphone has been broken. Jacob!
I'm not going to lie, I'm having pretty high anxiety right now.
Did you poop your pants?
No, my stomach gives me anxiety, you know that. And so I'm kind of like having a little anxiety.
Well, like what's the concern?
I don't know, I just like, you know, it's...
feel like you're going to poop your pants?
Yeah, it's uncomfortable and it freaks me out.
What's the scary part though? What's freaking you out? Like, you think you'll poop your pants?
Okay, so I don't know if I've ever shared this with you.
I'm unsure what's scary.
One of my biggest fears is throwing up.
Okay.
I haven't thrown up for 20 plus years.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, have you never drank tequila?
I was going to say.
No, I've drank heavily and I should have thrown up, but I just couldn't. I don't really want to talk about it much because it makes me all uneasy. It's like I talk about it with my therapist. I don't know. It's one of my biggest fears and I think it has to do with control and not having control of my body.
Mm.
So
you're anxious you're going to throw up?
No.
So you keep... Well, then why are you anxious?
Because there's a lot going on in here, and I had to poop a few times, and I had to leave, and then you guys were, you know, you wanted this to work, and I wanted this to work, so we fixed it, and Joe came in, and, you know, it kind of made me nauseous, and I'm like, oh, no.
Why did Joe make you nauseous? Why did
Joe didn't make me nauseous.
Joe!
He didn't make me nauseous.
Why is he nauseous?
My stomach...
I'm trying to do a show. I don't understand.
It's a lot. It's a...
What is...
Nothing. We're good.
Your whole generation, I don't understand. My little brother last night was like tearing his hair out because he couldn't figure out how to update his new iPhone. And he's like, is this how you feel all the time? I was like, no, Greg. I had 2 children, a mother, a freaking company, a young brother who almost killed the neighbors with a bomb that he lit off in their backyard that was illegal on 4th of July. You know, all the, like, no. Having to poop is not anxiety. No.
Unless you're wearing
white pants and you think you're going to have diarrhea.
Oh,
which,
that ain't right.
That happened to Giancarlo in Cuba.
Oof.
Yeah.
That happened to my buddy Mike in Cuba. Well, he threw up and pooped himself.
Yeah.
He had like bad ice cubes, we think, in one of the drinks.
Gee, I'll let him tell the story. Let's see if I can reach him. But I still don't understand. Why are you feeling anxious?
I don't know. I think it's like a bunch of other stuff,
can
too.
Can you... Will you tell everybody how you almost pooped in your white pants in Cuba?
Oh my God, you always catch me. I'm walking through security right now. I'll call you right back.
Okay, bye. Yeah, he almost pooped himself. But I can understand why then he would have anxiety.
It serves him right for wearing white pants.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can't walk through life thinking he's all that in white pants.
He wore white pants.
That's wrong.
And I was like, wow, and white shoes.
See? Oh, God, no. He didn't wear white shoes. He's been in Florida too long. Get
That's
him out of
said.
There.
I'm trying.
White shoes.
White shoes.
Oof.
Yeah, those like cloud shoes. Clouds.
Oh.
Super clouds.
Oof.
Boost cloud.
Oh.
Cloud cow. I don't know.
Something. Cloud cow.
Something with a cloud. But he, maybe... Like a white shoe. I think you saw them the last time. He has a bleach pen that he uses on his white shoes when they're not white anymore. So he almost pooped his shorts.
Which hands would have gone onto his shoe.
Yeah. I was actually really excited about it. But anyway, so like I just don't understand. These are not real problems.
It's just my anxiety. It's snowballed into more, I guess, and got me, you know, breathing quickly and my heart was going fast and... just got anxious and had like a little panic attack thing.
And I had to go to the bathroom again?
Yeah, it might have been a, what do you call it when you drink coffee or like smoke a cigarette or whatever, when it pushes stuff out of you?
A nervous poop?
Yeah, I think it might have been. It might have helped me. But also, I ate like a pound of noodles drenched in oil and with meat and mushrooms yesterday.
Then you're getting what you deserve.
I know.
All
right. This is an all too common theme.
Well, I feel like we were going to talk about something, and I forgot what it was.
We were discussing the last time about...
Oh, there's Giancarlo. Wow. Okay, go ahead, tell them, because Jake was feeling anxious because his stomach's bothering him.
Is there nothing sacred in our lives?
No. I am not the one who showed Janice my wiener. Okay, so you have no business talking shit. No, you don't. No, you don't. You keep your wiener in your pants. I told you that when you started posting oysters on your social media saying, you know, what does this look like? I made him unfriend everybody in the company that day. From Spain. No, you. No, you are. I just have to manage you. You and your diarrhea and your giant wiener. No.
I'm going to go grab Imodium real quick.
Okay.
Here's what happened. You were there. We were at dinner. And I ordered a tuna carpaccio. I took one bite of it. I knew immediately it was not right. I passed it to Kenny like any good friend. And I asked him, please try this. Does this not taste good? He did the same. About 2 hours later, what happened? We were talking. I was talking to those two women from South Africa.
He thought he was going to get lucky.
All of a sudden, I paused the conversation, walked over to you and my sister in dire straits, and I said, I need help and I need money.
He did.
He couldn't fit in the bathroom downstairs.
He couldn't fit in the bathroom. And he had to go poo-poo.
I couldn't even fit sideways, and I had... I was going to have explosive diarrhea. I could feel it. I started getting the sweats, trembling. Everything that comes with that fun stuff. And I ripped money out of your hand. I don't know if you remember that.
I thought that was Audrey, because Adriana was carrying his sister who had his money.
No, but I took it out of your hand because you started messing around. I'm like, I need to get a cab. I need to get out of here.
I need
to go to the hotel.
Yeah.
And you're like, why? What's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, what's wrong? I'm like, I'm about to die. What's wrong?
I knew it was wrong. I just wanted to see him poop his white pants.
Mind you, I've been at that place. Phil took me to his house, which I ended up destroying. He went as fast as he could.
That's true.
And I started trembling. It was about, I don't know, 20 bouts of diarrhea between the hours of 11 and 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Horrible. Yeah. See, that's anxiety. Now, that's anxiety. That's the kind of diarrhea that gives you anxiety, especially in white pants. But Mongolian barbecue, no.
No, gee, I think this is payback for wearing white pants.
I do too, honey.
You can't, no more white pants.
I can't, it's part of my DNA. Depending what city I'm in, I adapt.
What the hell does that mean?
What's that mean? I said, when I'm in Miami, I wear white. When I'm in LA, I go organic.
Oh, that's right.
I'm in New York, you know, I got... an edge to me. That's just how it is.
He thinks he's black when he's in New York. He thinks he's black actually all the time. He's Italian. It's like it's close to Northern Africa.
Yeah, oh my God.
Absolutely.
I had to tell him once that he was not black because he thought for sure he was, especially when he gets around Jay-Z, then he really thinks he's black. He's like the male Rachel Dolezal. I literally have to tell him. I'm like, all right. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you,
G. Oh, my pleasure. I'll see you guys soon.
Okay. I told you. Yeah. That's what causes anxiety.
Wow.
All right, I'm done with this segment.
Yeah, we can't go on.
Well, we can't turn it off. You know why? That little shithead just went to shit again. All right, who's the scumbag that brought this article in? Who did this?
It was Janice.
How to start working out in the morning. Why, God? Just why? What do they even mean? Oh, my God, look. How is it some people manage to get up for 5:30 a.m. workouts like it's no big deal? We picked the brains of trainers and nutritionists for lifestyle changes you can make.
to help you become the person who wants to rise and grind. This is from health.com. That's a lie. Do you know how that person's doing that? They're a morning person.
There's, I agree with that.
Period. There is such a thing.
I think you can change yourself to be a morning
no,
person.
No, wrong.
I disagree.
No pooper.
Because I used to sleep in and now I'm a morning person.
Why?
I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but in the morning,
It's
my me time.
Yeah, but for me, nighttime's my me time.
Fair enough, and I'm sleeping at that point.
Right, because you're a morning person.
No, but I used to not be that way.
I used
to be out all night, and I would be up at 11, 10 o'clock.
But that's why, because you were out all night.
Right.
Well, that doesn't make you not a morning person. There's a difference.
I used to hate the thought of getting up anytime before 8 a.m.
No, there have been studies on this. A circadian rhythm is a circadian rhythm. Can you shift it a little? Maybe. But people who are morning people. Some people are nighttime people. And now, I mean, look, the best time to get in a workout is anytime. Period. I mean, anytime you can get it in. And so for those of us who can only get like, oh, I have this time in the morning. Although I find that for most people, I don't know that that's the most practical unless you're literally getting up before everybody in the house is getting up, because a lot of us have kids, dogs, pets to feed, things to do, get dressed, get showered. Like if you don't have kids, that's a possibility. Then it's like, oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to hit that spin class and shower there and then go to work. Sure. But if you do have kids and you have to be at work at a normal time, like very 9 to 5-ish, which a lot of people do, that's just not plausible. I mean, they give these tips, eat right the night before. What does that have to do with anything? If you scarf down mom's leftover meatloaf, chances are you're going to wake up feeling sluggish like meatloaf. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I
don't even understand that. This is a trainer at a boot camp. Like, no, not a dietitian. Like, I don't even get it. That makes no sense.
None. I agree. That one. That
zero.
One. That one is
See, useless. This is where you got to be careful what information you're taking in. This is so millennial.
Except it was Janice who pulled it.
All right. But there's no... What does that even mean? You're going to feel sluggish if you have meatloaf 8 hours ago? In fact, it has everything to do with... First of all, it would be how you feel after eating meatloaf would have to do with how quickly you convert your food into glucose. So if you turn your food into energy and you break it down very quickly, and you consume something that breaks down quickly, you're going to have a sugar crash. But if you break things down quickly and have something that breaks down less quickly, you'll have more sustained energy. There's no logic to this. Hold on. I'm just tearing this apart. Hold on. What's the next tip?
Let's see.
Okay. Coax yourself to bed earlier. Well, that's not wrong. So absolutely. If you can get to bed earlier, period, you are going to... If you can get 7 to 8 hours, that's just good for your body overall. Sleep is major. Really, honest to God, if we look at what can we do for our health, to improve longevity, to improve immunity. Very simple. Sleep 7 to 8 hours a night. Don't eat poison. Exercise, preferably 4 to 5 hours a week. And, this one's so tough, but try to manage your stress. And of course, if you get yourself to bed earlier, hopefully it will. You know, you're not going to sleep until 9 or 10 if you go to bed. 9. No one's sleeping 12 hours.
Right.
Hopefully.
Well, sometimes you can, but there are...
Hopefully not. I do like this tip. Find something to look forward to. That helps. Like, if you have an activity that you love. Like, even if it's like, oh, there's a hot guy in that yoga class.
That got my roommate to the gym
more
times than
you
know.
There you go. I think it's like whatever it might be, or meeting a friend for breakfast at the healthy, I don't know what, breakfast place next door afterwards.
That feeds into having an AM buddy. It's like if you don't get up to meet that AM buddy, you're the asshole.
I will say that having, like, because Heidi never goes to the gym with me, but, like, my brother has been going to the gym with me, and that has helped.
It forces you to go.
It does force me to go. Yeah, I'm like, all right, yeah. So that does help. I think a buddy makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. But I think that goes back to the accountability before, because we've always said to stay motivated to continue a workout or a workout plan is to have someone to hold you accountable.
You're not wrong. And it's less long. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I can't. And it just seems like, oh, I'm going to go. And I'm going to like, ugh, I'm going like, to just sludge through this. But it's like, okay, I'm going with someone. We're getting this done. We're in this together. And that does help.
If it's a group fitness class, I like to have a buddy. But if it's actual gym, I want to be alone.
Comprendo. Okay. Set up your morning ahead of time. I do this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's how to get
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah,
for sure.
So it's like have the coffee pot on automatic, already brewed for you, overnight oats recipes.
Most people have Keurigs at this point.
I have a lot of overnight oats and
chia bowls. Chia are really
pudding
good.
Things and all that, those recipes in the app. So like it's grab and go. I'm big on grab and go breakfast or things that are ready.
Mm-hmm. Have your clothes set out and everything. Like yeah. Everything I need for work is in my backpack.
I always do that. I have all the animal stuff ready. I have the kids' clothes out. Heidi doesn't do that part. I usually do that part, and then Heidi usually, like, sees it all through, like, puts the animal food down, takes the kids' stuff out of the thing.
Yeah, well,
it's
a team effort.
Teamwork. Yeah. All right. Well, some of this isn't crap. Some of it
is. Just the first one is real crap.
Stupid!
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, we are back, and Leba is on the line. We'd like to ask you a question. Jillian, this is Leba.
Hey, Leba, what's going on, bud?
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no. Thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk to you today.
Sure.
I'm being professional.
Okay, so my question is as follows. I have an issue with staying consistent with everything that I do. Like just whatever goal I set for myself, I'm good the first 2 weeks and then I'll just like totally let go.
Janice is making a face.
So you
said, oh my gosh, Janice.
Yeah. So you said whether it's a 30-day crest whitening strip or a 30-day squat challenge, you'll start out for 2 weeks and then it's done. So that's kind of,
oh, Leba. Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so tell me what's going on in your mind when you stop.
I don't know. I guess I'm just, like, lazy, and I totally...
You're not lazy. Try again.
I am.
No, you're not. No.
I just fizz out.
No, not it.
Something else?
Nope, not lazy. So it's day 16 of the squat challenge. What's going through your mind? You're halfway through. Now what?
Oh, I'm not going to do it today. I don't have patience. I'll just do double tomorrow, and then tomorrow comes, and I don't do it at all.
Nah, there's more to it. Keep going. Keep talking. Why, though? Why aren't you doing it? Why? What's going through your mind?
Because, like, maybe I'm not going to finish it as strong as I want to, or, like, I'm not going to do it well enough, or I don't know. I guess I'm just in my head all the time. So
it's day 14. You're doing it, yeah? Theoretically.
Yes.
Okay. What are you thinking on day 14?
I don't have patience.
No, day 14, the day you're doing it.
The day that I'm doing it? Oh, I'm strong. I can do it. I can finish it. I can go till the end.
Okay.
And then the next day I'm just like out of it. Like I just completely put it in the back of my mind. I'm like, I take it out of my head and I'm like, goodbye. I'm not doing it.
Why though? What is the like, I'm not doing this. What is that? What is the like rebellion against it?
I don't know. I wish I would know. I've been trying to figure it out for a long time and I don't know. I don't know what the why is.
Okay, but
that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, well, we're going to have to really look at, like, how you're feeling. So Because it sounds to me where you're like, no, I'm done. Goodbye. Like, there's a, like, almost a bit of defiance there.
Right.
Well, no, I'm guessing. Does that, do you feel that way at all?
Sort of. I mean, I feel like I'm not good at anything. So even if I do it, like, I started out the first 2 weeks, I feel like I can't finish it because maybe I'm not going to get to the goal where I want, like, where I want to be when I finish it.
Okay.
Like, when I finish this, whatever I set for myself to do.
Okay.
Or, like, it's not going to be worth it by the end. It's not going to be as good as I think it's going to be, or I'm not going to feel as good as I think I'm going to feel when I'm
okay.
done.
Okay. Okay. So it sounds to me like you're trying to avoid disappointment. So you're like, you know what? I'm not going to, like, put myself through all this and have it not work out, or have it be worthless, or not be able to accomplish it, or have all my deepest fears that I really couldn't do it be validated, or that, you know, my mom said this to me before, and try to, let me give you the whole logic before it's over. She said, I'd rather be a sinner, have we talked about this, Janice? I'd rather be a sinner in a world with a God, she may have said it to you, Jake, than a saint in a world without one. And what it means is that, well, if you don't finish it, you know, at least there's hope. Like, if you're a bad person, hey, you can always, you know, there's hope that you can get better and God will love you again, right? Or there'll be hope.
Right.
But if you're a saint and there's no God, then you got to deal with that massive disappointment and heartbreak. And that sort of sounds like what you're saying. Like, well, it's not going to work out anyway. So I'm just going to quit now and then I'll get less attached to the scenario and I'll be less disappointed when it doesn't work out and nobody's going to play me for a fool. Is that some?
Right. I mean, in the past, I've lost like a lot of weight, and then I sort of became pregnant unexpectedly and I gained back a lot of weight. So I feel like I'm not going to get back to where I was before. And that's why I'm having such a hard time with everything.
Because
I was consistent for like 4 or 5 years, like straight.
Okay.
Perfect. Not perfect, but I was like perfectly imperfect. Like, I was on point with everything, with my workouts, with my eating.
Okay.
And then I just like totally blew it. And I feel like I'm that slump where I just am having such a hard time getting out of it.
All right. Well, the other thing,
like, what if it happens again? You know, what if it does,
sweetheart? I mean, what if it does? That's life. Life is a series of ups and downs. And you know, one of the things that's like, well, what if I can't lose it? Oh, my God. Then I got to deal with the reality of, like, I'll be heavy for the rest of my life. Now it's not that I'll be heavy for the rest of my life. It's just that I choose not to do it. Therefore, I'm in control. I'm not facing the true fear and the true disappointment. I'm just lazy. I just choose not to.
Right.
I don't feel like doing it today. I don't have the patience. Instead of like, oh, my God, I'm afraid I'll never be in shape again. Oh, my God, I'm afraid I won't be able to do it. Oh, my God, I'm afraid it'll validate my incompetence. Oh, my God. I know I'll never be able to do it like that again because that's life with kids. So
Right. The
reality is that kids are a new normal for sure. And that is just life. I mean, one kid a little easier than two a little easier than three, and so on. But
Correct. Life
with kids is a new normal. And there is no, I mean, like, oh, my God. They're hard. It's hard. It's very hard. It's awesome. I mean, there are moments where I'm, you know, sitting with my kids and, oh my God, they make me laugh and it's just, they're fun and they're funny and it's like everything that you ever hoped parenthood would be. And there are other moments where I look at Heidi and I'm like, remove the children before you are childless, you know? I mean, and they're just fighting and screaming and breaking crap and being difficult and pushing your buttons and,
right.
you know, and it's like, and you, or quite honestly, it's none of that. And you're just like, you just don't have the time for yourself that you used to.
Correct.
You know,
yeah.
And it's like, all right, I, you know, I'm not getting to the gym today. It's not happening. You know, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to get to the gym. I'm not going to be able to do this. I've got my kids, you know, soccer game, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And that's hard. And it's learning to kind of take it at a slower pace and have things be good enough instead of perfect. And that's something else
right.
that you're going to have to contend with. But what I'm telling you right now is whatever it is that you fear of, like, not getting back in shape, not being able to do it, not having the time, you're already there. You're in your worst case scenario. You have nothing to lose now. And I know your fear is that you'll lose your hope and you'll lose your belief in your ability. But those things, but sweetheart, I promise you, it's simple science. You know, over time, if you take 3 steps forward and 2 steps back, that 1 step adds up. And you've got nothing but time, so you can make a choice. You can, you know, exercise 2 days, off 3 days, on 1 day, off 4 days, on 1 day, off 2 days, on 3 days. And it's a hell of a lot better than off every day.
Correct. That's right.
And I promise you that you're looking at this as black and white, because you're clearly having a very hard time with, you know, the inability to accept a lack of perfection, right? So it's all or nothing. And since it can't be all, and you know it can't be all, especially with a kid, you're like, well, then nothing, because you can't deal with the disappointment, or like, ugh, I'm going to resent this, or ugh, it's going to take forever, or ugh, it's going to be 10 times harder, or ugh, it might not be the same. You're incapable of managing those feelings right now, which doesn't mean you're dumb or lazy or weak. It just means it's more than you can comprehend right now emotionally. So I'm here to tell you that emotionally you're at the bottom. You're in your worst case scenario, sweetheart. It can only improve. Go ahead, Jake. Jake wants to say something. Hold on.
I'm sorry?
Jake wants to talk to you. Hold on a minute.
Liba, I was just going to say I find myself in a similar scenario where maybe a month or two ago I was like, okay, I set goals for myself, how many push-ups I'm going to do every day, and then the next week I'm going to add this many. And I did it for about 3 weeks, and then I got sick, and then I missed a few days and just completely stopped. And as we're experiencing today, I've exacerbated my stomach problems by eating unhealthy, and I haven't been like the best I can be, and I kind of just I'm like, I don't want to try and like fail again or whatever. I want to, you know, wait for a time in my life where I'm going to be like completely ready to do it. But like every time I say that, I just keep finding myself not doing anything whatsoever.
Oh my gosh, that's like so me.
But it makes me like so frustrated, and then I'll find like 20 minutes of like really positive energy towards it and go, okay, today's the day I'm going to eat really healthy, and then I will, and then just not do it, you know? So I think like a little at a time is how I've helped myself like lately. Just a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more.
The time's going to pass anyway, sweetie.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you, Jake, sharing that.
You know, it
makes me happy that I'm not the only one in that, in this, you know.
No.
No, you're the majority for sure.
But you've already, by not engaging and trying to avoid these things, you're creating them.
Right.
I promise you, it's like, it's 1 step forward, you know, 1 step back, 2 steps forward, 1 step back. And over time, you're still putting forth that effort and you will continuously inch forward. But one workout is better than no workouts. 14 days of squats is better than 0 days of squats. That's still winning. And you got to redefine
that. That's not finishing what I started, even if I just do 14 days.
But life is not like that, honey. There is no finish line. You have to erase your concept of a finish line right now. And just try to put one foot in front of the other and move in a direction, as opposed to a finish line. That's what I want you to think about. Move in a direction, not a finish line. Because it doesn't end anyway. You're just going to finish your 30 days and stop squatting. So now what?
Right. That's true. I'm going to think about that, and I'm going to take all the information that you gave me, and I will definitely start working on it.
Yeah, just think.
And on myself.
Every day, every time that you choose, you know, the side salad instead of the fries, that's a movement in the right direction. Every time that you choose to do your squat challenge or go to the gym or bleach your teeth, that's a movement in the right direction. You have to look at it like that. Literally, one day at a time, kiddo.
Cool. Thanks so much for calling, Liba.
Thank you, Janice.
All right.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jake. Bye, everyone.
Luckily, Jake, being such a mess, was very helpful to one of our callers.
I finally have found my purpose.
Yeah. Wow. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.
Guidelines.
Yes.
3 sentences.
Or less.
And a phone number.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Come on. I love you because you do what you do. You be you. Sophisticated like a Rubik's Cube. Hot shoe. God done blessed you. You the truth. What we got is bulletproof, so let them shoot. Free falling in your love, no parachutes. Your ex is super fool for leaving you. Damn, you super cool. I believe in you. And like you on a stool, chicks look up to you. Think I'm in love with a tenderbone that bad to the bone. She my only love. She the only one I want.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.